Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
And welcome to the Following On podcast from TalkSport. Myself, John Norman, and Steve Harmison. We're not going to be talking about any of the action on the field because, as you probably know, there wasn't any. The fifth test cancelled or postponed. Either way, no play today. Not because of the weather either here in Manchester. It's actually been okay, despite a monsoon forecast. Anyway, time to get involved in the where's and the why nots and the where for hours and all the other good stuff here on Following On.
Story of the day.
So just, what's the name of that sitcom where those two guys didn't know the score?
Likely Lads. Geordie. Oh, yeah. James Boland. Yeah.
So if there's anybody out there, Likely Lads.
England, Scotland.
Yeah. Waiting to find out what happened until you listen to the Following On podcast, I can tell you that because of fears of COVID, the test didn't happen. Yes, you heard that right. Not because anybody got COVID, but because essentially anxiety fatigue within the Indian cricket camp. They were so concerned about the possibility of getting COVID after the physio came down with it on Wednesday. And several of the players had, of course, been closely working with the physio in the last 48 hours. And they didn't trust the PCR tests as well, because one of the problems with COVID tests is that sometimes it takes a couple of days for it to ping. So essentially, after a lot of to-ing and fro-ing, we found out with about 2 hours to go that the test match has come to a rather sad ending. Harmy, you've been on TalkSport. We've both been on TalkSport. We've spoken on various different outlets. But let's sum up, disappointment aside, but also just a little bit of anger that all of this came to a head, seemingly, behind closed doors. And then, once again, it's the paying public that ultimately, you know, miss out, be it train fares that they can't get back, hotel nights that they can't get back, food spent, dreams shattered. It's just a mess, isn't it?
It is just a mess. And yeah, you've probably got kids who have been waiting for this day to come to Old Trafford and see the great Jimmy Anderson, the great, for one last time, see the great Virat Kohli, potentially for one last time in Test match cricket at Manchester, because, you know, they're not coming back next, you know, no Test match there next year. I'm just so disappointed for the supporters and the paying public, and I'd feel cheated. This summer for me, from a Red Bull point of view, has been so disrespectful. And I know the ECB can't do anything about this. This is India flexing their muscles, you know, taking their bat on ball home and deciding that we're not going to play. Interesting when you said in the intro there about not trusting the PCR tests, the anxieties of not playing. We are, 6 days, 7 days from meeting up with the IPO. What are the IPO franchises thinking? Yeah, India players coming back in. Do they, are they thinking, right, they're going to have to be tested before they get back in? Are they going to trust the test then so they get back into their bubbles? Because we know how much this is going to cost the IPL. If the IPL doesn't go ahead, it's like 300 odd million. So, look, we did a YouTube show not long ago, and the title was "Who's to Blame?" Well, I'd love to know who's to blame, because we've talked about England coming back from South Africa, and England flexed their muscles. They seem best tied in the world, you know, a powerhouse in that, in the big global game. England's players, and it was a long time ago, so the pandemic is a long way down the road since then. And South Africa let COVID in rather than England bringing the COVID into that camp. England decided, right, we've had enough, we're going home, we don't trust it. Australia did the same. England aren't going to Bangladesh for the simple reasons of, you know, do we really want to go or need to go to Bangladesh? We don't want to go because of the COVID state of the world and what's happening over there. Do we really need to go? Because do we want to be really playing Bangladesh with a busy schedule that we've got on, so we can, you know, we can flex our muscles and we'll not go there? I think this time the ECB have come on the wrong side of it. The ECB have got no leg to stand on. India are not going to take this line down and wear that. They're not going to say it's 2-2 because we're not prepared to forfeit. We're prepared to move the game. And that is, makes it even worse, because that cheats the public even more, because not only will it be harder to get their ticket money back, the ECB will not be able to claim on insurance and anything that goes with it. So I'm going to be so intrigued. It's been a whirlwind 24 hours. I'm going to be so intrigued to see what the next step is for how this Indian cricket team gets out of this country and gets into another country. And then when they start playing that wonderful game of cricket, which, you know, we love, which is the IPL. So look, all the anxieties they've got at this minute in time of not wanting to play, I think that might go away very, very quickly when they board the plane at Manchester to go to the UAE and rewind Cricket Collective, you know, following on lovers. Run about early May, me and Neil Manthorpe had a conversation, and we predicted this was going to happen. We predicted that this test match would not happen. And we predicted that once there was a story that got out that India either wanted to move the fifth test match all the way forward and have back-to-back-to-back-to-back test matches, not have a week in between, or only have it for four days, a four-day test match to give it the best chance of the IPL happening, that me and Manners were convinced there and then that this test match was always going to be in jeopardy. And we are not happy to say we are right. We are so disappointed to say we are right because of what's happening with the public.
Okay, well, let's go back to that. It was May. It was on the Cricket Collective. Let's hear what yourself, but first, Neil Manthorpe had to say.
Look, in 2009, Harmy, the BCCI said, was told by the Indian government that they couldn't hold the IPL in India because of local elections. So they said, we'll move it to South Africa. And it was beyond imaginable that they could do that. And it just moved this enormous tournament. But they did it. And, you know, the answer is, if they have a problem, if they throw enough money at it, they solve it. So, I mean, if they say to Old Trafford, compensate all the people who bought tickets, compensate hotels, if they throw enough money at the problem, they say, look, here's $5 million, here's $10 million, just sort it. We need to finish this, because they're small amounts, given the enormous revenue, the enormous value of the IPL. So, if there is a will, there is the money to find a way.
If the ECB lost so much money, like what South Africa potentially could go bankrupt because of the IPL not being on or whatever. And I keep saying to these cricket clubs, you look at them nets you've got grants for, them covers you've got grants for, you've got a fantastic roller now that you've got a grant for. That's all come from like ECB grant, Sport England money that's been earned and getting from international cricket, and it filters down eventually to where it's to be. And if we start losing because of arrogance of, well, we bang this drum and we look after this and we got to have the IPL and forget the rest of you, then cricket will be in a sorry, sorry state. So it's important that for the next 12 months, 18 months, wherever, that we are as flexible as we possibly can within reason and making sure that the big tournaments, cash tournaments, are played so the money can filter down to the people that need it the most. And that is grassroots cricket. It's emerging nations. It's everything that goes with it. So if there's a chance, you know, we've got to try and finish the IPL as the IPL is, the best players playing against the best players and a great tournament. And if other international games have to be moved to accommodate that, I think we have to try and do that because we've seen, and I've changed my stance on it, we've seen how much money this IPL gives to the world game, and it's so important that we get it.
So that was Neil Manthorpe and Steve Harmison talking on the Cricket Collective back in May, but we need to provide balance. And the ECB chief exec, Tom Harrison, was speaking today, strongly denying that the cancellation of the fifth test had anything to do with the resumption of the IPL next week. Let's hear what he had to say.
I don't think the IPL has got anything to do with this. And I'll stress that point. The IPL, this is not a situation which has been created by the rescheduled IPL. I just fundamentally do not believe that for a second.
Another person that we spoke to, that was Tom Harrison, by the way, was Dominic Cork. Corky, one of your former teammates and a guy that's been working for Star TV in India, the host broadcaster over in India. I chatted to him, actually. We've been sharing a broadcast box over the last three test matches. Play what he had to say about the players involved and the reasons why they might have wanted to walk away from this test.
They see it more as, you know, if players feel that they don't feel secure in these situations and COVID that's happening at the moment, that it's their right then to say that, you know, the match needs to be cancelled. And if you look at it in that way, probably that's right. You know, people are always going to look at it because of IPL, because of obviously the status of Indian cricket. But ultimately, it's just down to players, really. If it wasn't India, if it was Australia sitting here doing exactly the same, we'd be discussing that as well. So in some ways, if players believe that they're not safe and don't believe they're safe and think that there's an issue with the COVID within their group, then, you know, you wouldn't hold it against any player if they decided that it was right to cancel and go.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
So that was Corky. He's flying off to Pakistan actually next week. So there you go, Harmy. Look, there's a broad selection of viewpoints, and it's really up to the listener to decide which one they want to believe in. But this is set to go, isn't it? Because there's... essentially, money has been lost and money needs to be repaid. And the way that we'll all come to a decision on how that occurs is going to be down to lawyers and the ICC, and then behind the scenes chat between the BCCI and the ECB, because the ECB need the forfeiture to be able for their insurance to be paid up. And of course, the BCCI don't want to forfeit, because it means that they have to, well, essentially, they haven't won this test series, have they? And they don't want to be seen to be at blame. They don't feel that that's fair. So, yeah, this will be played out, won't it? There's a lot that's been said to the media, but there's a lot more interesting stuff being said on Zoom calls right now, I imagine.
And what's being said to the media is definitely not what's being said on the Zoom calls that we've got no privy to. And that is, I've been in dressing rooms. 2006 Pakistan, when we got cancelled, you know, that was a nightmare. That was a shocker. We were never going to be continuing that test match. The pitching or the outfield in Antigua, if you remember, in 2008, I think it was, I was involved in that one. England, ECB flexed their muscles and told the West Indian Cricket Board, we are playing. So we find somewhere else and find somewhere else quickly. Giles Clark did, and we did. This one's been rumbling for a while, I think. And when I said right at the top of the show, and before, you know, a little bit earlier, who is to blame here? It's relevant because who's let COVID into the camp? And we hope everybody that's got it, that we a speedy recovery, and it's not a blame on any individual whatsoever. But it's how strict, how serious have both sides been taking it? And how serious has India's side been taking it? Because they're the ones that have caught it. When we're hearing players shopping, we're hearing players cinema, we're hearing book signing, all these stuffs that, you know, we're living with a global pandemic at this moment in time. All this stuff that are completely irrelevant to our nonsense should be happening when you are in the middle of a series like this. And I get that. Look, I get that. I'm sounding very, very cold and very callous. But I'm a former professional sportsman who struggled to be away from home, and I would not like to have been in this situation. But as a governing body, BCCI, you sign all the legal stuff with the ICC to fulfill your obligations of 5 test matches in England. Now, England had the same situation not long ago in South Africa, and England decided that they were going to come home. England didn't let the COVID didn't come in English camp, it came in South African camp, and England argued that it wasn't. But England played Pakistan this summer, and England had the COVID in their camp. It's a lot easier to do, but the ECB decided, right, we're going to take everybody out of the equation, we're going to bring a whole new group in, and we will fulfill our contractual obligations to our broadcasters, to our opponents, but also the paying public who have bought tickets to come and watch the England and Wales cricket ball, the England cricket team play 3 one-day internationals against Pakistan. And we did that. So for me, I look at the BCCI and say, right, why have you not found a way in the course of the last 24 hours to get 11 players on a park to play against England? Now, the Ashes is around the corner, and we are going to have to find, by hook or by crook, ECB are going to have to find players who want to go to Australia and play. Might not be our best side, but we play, because there is a lot of people, 80,000 people over the course of the next 5 days would have booked hotel rooms. And money in England, the money situation in England is not great either. So we're not talking about people who have got money. We're talking about people who have got tickets for Christmas presents. We've got people who have come from far and wide. I played golf yesterday in Aberdeen, and I played with a lovely couple, you know, a fantastic couple. Peter, lovely man, what a great man. And he was flying down from Aberdeen to watch the test match, the first day of the test match. Now, there'll be many and many of them stories. And that's what's wrong with this whole situation. We should have found a way. And just to quickly go on that India team, right? The rules, the World Health Organization and England, you know, the UK government guidelines are, if you're in contact with somebody, you isolate for 10 days. You isolate for 10 days if you're in contact with that person, unless you are double jabbed. I can't believe these Indian players are both either double jabbed.
No, they are. They're double jabbed.
Are they double jabbed? Right. Even still, that is still something that is contentious for them getting out of this country, going into airports and everything like that. If they're going out and they've brought it in, then they've got to find a way of fulfilling their obligations for me.
Yeah, no, it's a good point. Well, we mentioned the Ashes. Tom Harrison said something else pertaining to the Ashes. It was a question about mental health. Because remember, we've got Ben Stokes missing this because he's basically burnt out. And there's a real danger that other players are going to follow suit. And let's have a listen to what Tom Harrison had to say, because he said it's unfair to ask players to live in strict bio bubbles for as long as that they have been doing. And there was kind of a little dig at Australia here.
Yeah, we've got a huge winter coming up where similar constraints, and they'll be different in every part of the world that we are traveling to, but different constraints will exist, and we need to try to make sure that within the context of people living within those standards, we're operating in parallel an opportunity for people to rest, recuperate, feel refreshed, decompress from these very, I keep using this phrase, anxiety-inducing environments, but that's what they are. If you add the international cricket element on top of that, there is no opportunity to decompress for many of these players at certain times. So as I was saying earlier today, I think this is another lesson to global administrators around player welfare and how we schedule our priorities, how we schedule international cricket, how we schedule domestic cricket, and whether we are listening to what players are telling us or not.
Well, there's a little message really to Australia cricket. Do not try and make our players come and live in a biosecure situation for 2 months without their families. If you do, they won't come. Of course, it's not just up to Cricket Australia, it's up to the Australian government. And of course, Cricket Australia will be watching this thinking, well, you just let India operate in a kind of relaxed biosecure environment, and you lost the fifth test. We're not going to do that. We're going to insist that you're in a much more secure biosecure. There's problems ahead, isn't there? There's still discussions to be made.
Yeah, there is. There's huge problems ahead, I think. And I don't think this is going away anytime soon. I think there's a lot of rumblings on this series, and no matter what anybody wants to say, I was a former professional sportsman. When I play cricket for England, you are desperately watching what you are doing every minute of the day, because you're in the public eye, the spotlight comes on you. The front pages of the newspapers at the time can be cruel. They can be cruel, especially in big stories. And if Indian players, or if there are people who have gone out of their way not to look after what is their cricket board, making sure that they're doing the right thing and keeping COVID out. And I'm talking about being in cinemas, being in restaurants, being in taxis, being in in shopping centres, all this stuff. If there are people who have done that, we have got a journalistic side, a negative and a nasty journalistic side who will find that. And it wouldn't surprise me if we hear about these stories very, very soon. That goes into Australia, and it's the Ashes. That's even more. And it is, it's even more. I remember being over there in 2006, the first time we just got off the plane, done a little bit of a training session. We went for a meal in this supermarket. It was basically it was a cafe in a supermarket. All of a sudden, the photographers are there, the front page the next day. Marcus had a struggle with it, and Marcus ended up going home. And that can have a negative and a knock-on effect. Now, the Ashes, further down the line, I just don't see how this can be played out with the best players that we've got. So look, I'm 100% with Josh Butler. If he is the one that doesn't want to go, no problem at all. If he doesn't want to go, Joe Root, Ben Stokes, the whole lot the same. An England team will go, because they'll have to find a way of signing the contracts, so broadcasters, Australia, and fulfill everything that goes with it. This is what India should have done for me. For this test match.
Well put, mate. Well, it is set to rumble. We will be following it here, all the steps of the way. But for now, it's a disappointing end to what's been a wonderful series. Thanks for listening to Following On. Hey.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc. Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.